Listen to Glenn Miller's music. Once again, Moonlight Serenade, harmonic herald of the nation's finest dance music, gently insinuates itself upon your dancing consciousness, sending your way the music of Glenn Miller, leading exponent of the swing trombone and one of America's foremost arrangers at his famous orchestra, playing in the smart setting of the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. We think there's nothing quite so soul-satisfying musically, though frowned upon socially, as that sedate old dance form, the rag. Therefore, blessings on Mr. Miller for the Johnson rag.
Hey! Hey! Hey, Bradley!
Faithful to you.
the dreams that we dream may never come true. I'll live with my dreams faithful to you. Time after time, I've tried so hard to forget. Yet even with this broken heart, I'm so glad we met. No room in my heart for somebody new.
Pennies and the services of Mr. Farley's very efficient organization qualify Marion Hutton to make the following statement. I just got a letter.
Thank you.
Ray Everly, mid the whirr of windmills, the clatter of wooden shoes on cobblestone streets, and Glenn Miller's music. Romance in an Old Dutch Garden. Confined. Let there be blue skies. Let there be sweet music. Let there be, I want to be happy. National Broadcasting Company is presenting music that America waits for with eager anticipation. The music of Glenn Miller, leading exponent of the swing trombone, in the smart Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. Now, though he be no man of the cloth, his benign expression, his gentle way, Mark Ray Eberly is the man to deliver the benediction. Bless you. Hutton and Tex Beneke are about to tell the saga of one of our national heroes, a man no one has ever seen, the nebulous little man who wasn't there.
I know there's something following me that I can't see. Someone sure laid an awful hex on me.
My hex on Tex, that's pretty far-fetched. Personally, I think you're just a little bit touched.
Well, if you'd have got a load of what I saw last night, you'd have passed a Yankee clipper on its maiden flight. And that's fast. Last night I saw up on the stairs a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
When you came home last night at 2, the man was waiting there for you. But when you looked around the hall, you couldn't see him there at all.
Go away, go away. Don't you come back anymore.
Go away, go away. See, don't slam the door.
Last night I saw up on the stairs a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
That's a fine story. Sure sounds great. But listen here, man. Let me put you straight.
All right.
Just remember this for the rest of your life. That was no little man. That was your loving wife.
Oh, the old
last night I saw upon the stairs sex back his trunk and get.
Honey, baby, I'm nonplussed. You know I wasn't on the bus. Why was safely tucked in bed? You saw that little man instead.
Go away, go away. I've heard that guy before. Go away, go away. Put your horn outside the door. Little man, you better scram.
It looks like I'm in an awful jam. And when you're in a jam, they say the only thing left to do is play.
As you know, on each of his programs, Glenn Miller builds to one tremendous climax. Tonight's climax is a composition by an old and forgotten writer, a little-known composition perhaps to many of you, one known to raise blisters on asphalt at 30 paces. You may get a boot out of Tiger Rag.